Okay, I guess the initial question just to was like personal history of being involved with copyright or personal interest. Yeah. I think okay, I'm here mainly for a project that's called, or representing a project that's called texts.com, which is a big archive of texts that I don't have the copyrights for. So texts.com, the logo of texts.com is actually an upside down shopping cart. It's exactly the logo of amazon.com turned right, I think 133 degrees, and I think I can just, I mean, this is not working, so. So that's basically text.com. It's here. I'm not initially an artist. I've always worked with text and with code, writing and programming. So I've always been interested in what happens at the intersections or at the border where the distinction between code and text becomes fuzzy or blurry, and especially where both of them, text and code, move extremely fast with on the internet. I think generally copyright, I mean, I guess there was always on my side kind of a lack of respect towards the authority of the author, which is, I guess, probably a loop, because the authority already contains this author. So it's this. I mean, I like when I first read the text by the Situationist International, it made quite sense to me, and I found it quite reasonable that they had all this line of, it was not called license, it was not the GPL, it just said you can freely reproduce this stuff. It kind of made sense, because like that, if you publish texts that call for fundamental change in the regime of production, reproduction, commodities, that you don't put the address of your lawyer below it in case somebody wants to reproduce it or redistribute it. And I also obviously quite like the idea of I think Foucault has proposed that once, of the year without author. Obviously it didn't work, to demystify this mostly fictitious persona that, in my opinion, is the author. So just to give you one brief example, what I mean by this, I mean, plagiarism is necessary. It's funny, when I plagiarize that phrase for the first time, I plagiarize it from somebody else. So when I think that was in late 2000, I had to write a text, or wanted to write a text about the internet, about the more recent history of the struggles of net art, and also of the struggles of the dot-coms, the dot-com boom, and the crash of all that was already happening, and the way these two things related. And I also wanted it to be a personal account of projects I've done, but also to a text that should demystify a bit this myth of the internet. The internet was still very, very mythical in around 2000. And then when I still had to start. I had not a single phrase. And when I started, I came across this book again by Jean-Luc Godard. He, in the late 70s, did some lectures in Montreal in Canada about cinema. I knew I liked this book, but I read some parts of it again. It's called A True History of the Cinema. And I thought, oh yeah, that's it. I really like that tone. I really like the way he has this personal account and asks questions that sound very naive, but go right to the center of the questions that were at stake at the internet, of be it authorship, be it originality, or be it the economy of the whole thing, or the mythical cloud surrounding it. And so I thought, hey, what am I going to do? And I really have to admit, I hate rephrasing. I hate this kind of, I mean, obviously, it's quite obvious that everybody is influenced by somebody, and that's all that is fine, and that's not a crime. But I actually don't like so much this kind of, oh, I want to meet that tone, and now I'm redoing it myself, or, oh, I want to paint like these. I don't like it. Maybe I lack the skills. Mm-hmm. So I thought, hey, what am I going to do is, I just take this text that I like so much. I mean, it's a book, parts of it. I just take this text and do a search and replace. So I replaced cinema by internet, movie by website, and obviously I also had to replace a few names. So Truffaut became Itoy, and Rossellini became Gert Loving. And when it was done, I looked at it and I read it, and it was fine. It was just what I wanted. And even though, and I mean that original is from the 70s and it's old and people don't realize in the first, and then it was then in the end one of the few texts in the last 5 years that I've published under my own name, and I still think this is not a joke, but this is valid. I mean, it's probably the most personal account of how the true history of the internet to me was at that time than some personal whatever. It was true. It was in the point. It is my text, and it's one of the few I think it was appropriate to stick my name on and to use that first persona. It permanently says, I have this and that, and I think this and that. And I mean, it was published in magazines. Ironically, one magazine even stuck their copyright below it, which I found quite funny. So yeah, that's one of the things that comes to my mind when it comes to originality or the author. I think I like mechanical reproduction or algorithmic reproduction a lot.